and a bloke not far from here, over by that Kraft cheese place, Middle Witch. He said he got an island in the River Dane. He said, I would be obliged if you'd come and shift it out for me, lad. He said, he'd brought one of them, when the river was up in the winter, he's brought one of them tree stumps down. He said, and then the river's gone down, it's stuck right at the bottom of my field, he says. And it, all the muck's built up round it. He said, and it's caused a big island over about 3 years. He said, and the river's like branching out like this here, and it's wearing my farm away. He said, half acre of my ground's floated off towards North West, you know. Undermining the bloody banks, you know. He said, and he's doing the same with my neighbour across the bank, across the other side of the river, he said. He said, and I'll tell you what, he said, if it comes any closer my way, he said, the electric board's going to lose one of them there pylons. He said, and there'll be some blue lights in Holmes Chapel when that happens. I can imagine about 30-odd thousand volts falling in the bloody river, you know. Bloody blue lights coming down the field. So, he said, because they do anything about it. I said, ah, I said, I'll come and blow it all out. I said, but it'll cost you about 20-odd bloody quid. He said, well, he said, I said, what shall I do? I said, well, you get on to your mate and the electric board and I'll chuck about 7 quid in a bloody hat. I said, and I'll come and write it off. So they did. I went up there, took a £120 weight of explosive. £2 sticks, dug it all in the iron, linked it all up. Well, I set this off and there was such a bloody clapper, you know. Boom! A shout of shit blew up in the air and it blew off towards Biley somewhere, you know. That and he looked at me, he said, hey, lad, he said, I'm glad to see he's gone to my neighbour. Well, he removed the island all right and they reckon the River Dane is deeper there than it is anywhere now between bloody Congleton and North Wick. Made a lovely swimming pool for the kid. Wee, that's a grand job there. Come into the house and I'll pay thee. One of the more benevolent ones you get, you know. So we went in, he gave me this bloody tenner, and we had a cup of tea, and I got in my old motor and come down his drive. And as I was coming down the drive, you know, when you pass a plate, you think you've seen it, and you think, Christ, that's changed or something. As I come down, I looked at this pub and I thought, I swear that was a black and white pub when I... when I came up, you know, you can't quite place it. Because the bloody thing had changed colour, you see. It was like a dirty, bloody, streaky, mahogany, brown shit colour. And the funny part about it was, it was a bloke with a newly varnished cattle wagon on the car park, which was then the same colour as the pub. I thought, there's a coincidence. A bloody cattle wagon and a pub the same colour. No. Whistling, the sun had come out, you know. But the landlord... This bloke had gone in, it was Tommy Leach, he'd gone in for a bloody drink. And then it suddenly started going dark. And they'd run out because the landlord said, it's a total eclipse of the sun. He said, my bloody chickens will go to roost. You know? I shall have to go round the back and lock the buggers up, you know. They'd run out because they'd heard the crack of doom. So I said, Christ, the Philistines are upon us. They'd run out, you see. When they got outside, the sun was shining. They couldn't understand it for a minute. Till I got down the end, trying to get a bit of wheel grip to get across the road. Bloody Tommy Leach saw me. He said, that's him. That's the bugger there, he said. It's him for a pound, you know. The hand was in the pocket. So I went across the road. I see you with the landlord. Yes, I am. Look at me, Bob. Look at me, bloody Bob. I said, well, what do you reckon? An act of God? You know. I'm not having that. Oh, I thought we'll have to humour this bugger a bit. You know. Who's for a drink? So we all go back in again. By this time, he switched all the lights off. You know. We go back in again. I thought, get him something expensive, like a small rum, you know. Anyway, after about half an hour, the bugger had mellowed a bit, you know. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. He said, I've got a bit of land across the road. He said, I've got a dirty old pit in it. He said, I want you here when the wind's in the other direction and clean my pit out. He said, you can blow all the shit all over Whitley's house and see how he likes it.